Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rob Whitebaum of Crown Weather Services. Please tune in to XBN this hurricane season for my thoughts and analysis on hurricane threats to the United States. In addition, you can visit our website at crownweather.com anytime for the most up-to-date weather information this hurricane season. So, join me from the Crown Weather Services Weather Center on XBN for all of your hurricane information needs.
Listening to XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
All right, another exciting episode of Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. I am Jill Brenneman, and with me amongst all the static on Blog Talk Radio, is the professional wrestling legend himself, none other than Big Willie the Z-Fly, Zach.
Hey.
Zach, I didn't know you were What?
I didn't know I was professional. That's a first. I've been called everything but professional.
You are professional, and you are... Is it true that you are, in fact, a professional wrestler?
Well, thank you. How much do I owe you?
As much as you have. However much you want to give me.
Oh, okay. Well, don't look for much then. So how are you this evening?
Well, you know, it's always a big weekend, but... You know, we've got a guest tonight who's going to join us in a few minutes. She's going to join us, none other than Renegade Evolution. She's going to give her viewpoint. They are trying to ban adult businesses in several towns and name this after the topless coffee shop that opened up, burnt down in a fire, and they're trying to apparently to stop any future topless coffee shops. Have you ever been to a topless coffee shop, Zach?
I've never been to a topless coffee shop. Never knew they existed.
Well, you know, in let me pull this up, Vassalboro, Maine, there was actually a topless coffee shop, which apparently burnt down a few months after opening. It apparently was quite a hit. So I have scheduled us a guest. She is a porn actress named Renegade Evolution is going to join us and give her thoughts on towns. Manchester, Maine, and Waterville, Maine, are both looking at various ordinances and town council type protocols to ban adult entertainment. And so I figured I would get us an adult entertainer to talk on the topic. So she will join us soon. But, you know, Zach, I was listening to your show, Keeping It Real, Hot, and Fresh. And
really?
And I heard you had a bit of a glitch with a guest.
Oh, yeah. Two guests, actually. Which one are you specifically talking about, or do you remember?
I don't remember his name. He was a foreign gentleman, but I just caught my attention. You asked him what his favorite radio show was, and he answered the question.
Yeah, I think he's kind of a regular caller. I think his name is Ganji or something like that. I asked him what his favorite online radio show, and he didn't say our show. He said like some other show. So you know he got hung up on. How did that happen? You know, how are you going to say another radio show? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he kind of got hung up on, but however, he did give his opinions of everything. So, you know, he got everything out, everything, and his favorite radio show. My whole thing is I was thinking, you know, if that's his favorite radio show, maybe he should go call them and complain.
Yeah. Well, and then... having caught a little bit of that, I mean, your show is Keeping It Real, Hot, and Fresh. I mean, maybe you just wanted to keep it real?
Well, that's true. That's true. But still.
So you had a problem with another guest?
No problem with the guest. I mean, actually, we love the guest to be on the show. It was just like, actually, you know, it's kind of funny, though, you know, because I don't know. I want to sit in this. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting from that caller, but that caller is out there, you know. He's supposedly, I think, from India. I don't know how long he's been in America, but he just complained. I'm thinking, okay, why do you come over here if it's that bad? You know, that's kind of people that's you know, from up north, they'll move down south and they're complaining how slow the south is. Okay, then why do you move down here? Go back up north. I don't understand people like that, you know. But I guess people are going to be people.
Well, you know, you become famous now.
Who?
Well, you're getting international callers on your show.
Yeah,
I don't know how many international callers we got on Up the Hill with Zach and Jill.
Yeah, you're right about that. I guess we are. We're reaching out to everybody, that's for sure. And you know, but however, you know, we, you know, on the show, we all comments and all opinions. You know, the good and the bad. You know, the bad is kind of fun, but you can really debate those. But I'm just glad that he listens to the show. You know, I mean, even though he's complaining, he's still listening. You know, so hey, he's a listener. That's how it.
Well, tonight's topic, of course, is the city of Manchester, Maine. I believe, as we speak right now, is holding a town meeting. Taking this from the Kennebec Journal, which apparently is the big newspaper in this town, they're holding a meeting now to strictly regulate sexually oriented business looking to move in. They do not want. Apparently, they don't want massage parlors to move into downtown Manchester and downtown Waterville, Maine. What are your thoughts on that, Zach?
Okay, so they don't want. Okay, I'm trying to kind of get this together because this sounded kind of crazy. So basically, some type of parlor, they don't want some kind of sexual. What's actually moving in? They don't want what moving in? I kind of missed that.
Well, apparently, what touched all of this off is the topless coffee shop, which
right.
opened up in Jasselboro, Maine, and if I'm understanding the topless coffee shop correctly, it is what it sounds like. You know, it's like a local version of, say, Starbucks or Caribou Coffee, except the baristas and the waitresses are apparently topless.
Right.
And somehow this burnt down. I haven't found a good explanation as to whether or not somebody burnt this down. Or whether or not this happened in Jasselboro, Maine.
Oh wow!
I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. The topless coffee shop. So now various towns are trying to pass ordinances. They're trying to pass ordinances to apparently ban future establishments, whether or not you know they be. You know, massage parlors, or whether or not they be topless coffee shops or of that nature. The Waterville Town Council is debating a ban on adult entertainment. The marketplace, according to the powers that be. Council Chairman Dana Sennett, he wants to ban various adult businesses, including the current massage parlor called Relax Salon, as Relax Salon shares stairs with people renting apartments.
Wow.
But this apparently all became an issue after the topless coffee shop burnt down. Actually, I've got an update. The Topless Coffee Shop has burnt down. However, it's reopened. It's opened in a tent.
Yeah, I'm looking wild. I don't care.
So what are your thoughts, Zach? Should the town ban topless coffee shops?
You know, I think if it's gonna be a coffee shop like Starbucks, you know, like where anybody can go and have access, yeah, because you know that. I mean, like you know, you could a little child could go in there, or not, or, like a 10-year-old, 9, 8, whatever, you know, could go in there with their big brother, big sister, mom, dad. I mean, if it's just like for a certain, you know, age range, of course, then I think they need to have it specific. I mean, I'm not sure if they do. They may have it specific, but if they don't, then yeah, definitely they do need to be banned. But I mean, like, if it's like for adult entertainment, then I don't see where that's actually hurting too much. You know, if they already have, you know, it's like an adult coffee shop. But if it's something like Starbucks where anybody can walk in, any age can walk in, then definitely, because, you know, people under a certain age, they don't need to see topless women. And then another thing, but actually, Gio, the more I think about it, maybe it should be banned, because even if it is for adults, I mean, it's just exploiting women. I mean, ain't women sick of exploiting themselves? I mean, they already got Hooters. You know what I'm saying? And now a topless coffee shop? I mean, what does being topless have to do with coffee? You know, they're just turning everything into sex. And now you can't even get coffee without it being sex. So,
looking at the pictures in answer to one of your questions, it's pretty clearly designated. It, right on the sign, this is called, this is, right on the sign, It says topless coffee shop. So apparently it's clearly marked. Zach, joining us now, who may have a different opinion, is Renegade Evolution. Ren, welcome to Up the Hill with Zach and Jill.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
So what is our topless coffee shops? What did I miss?
what we're discussing, that there was a topless coffee shop in Vassalboro, Maine, and
okay.
I have no idea whether or not I've pronounced this correctly, but that seems to be how it reads. And apparently the topless coffee shop burnt down in early June, and it's touched off a legal firestorm in other local communities. I've had to pull up my map of central Maine. My geography kind of eluded me on this, but now there's discussion in various towns. There's even a town council meeting, apparently, as we speak on the air, to determine whether or not they should ban adult businesses. And apparently, no pun intended, but what got everybody into a froth was the topless coffee shops. Apparently, there's a massage parlor that's been in downtown Waterville for an extended period, but it wasn't until the coffee shop burnt down.
Right. I think that's probably because it was more in your face. You know, it wasn't like a little secret business in town that everybody knew about but nobody talked about. Because, you know, you put in a topless coffee shop and people advertise it, then it's like, oh, the smut's right out there in the open. You know?
Yeah.
Now, Zach, you had brought up the question of whether or not this is exploitation of women.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, kind of like what I said before, you know, what does being topless have to do with coffee? I mean, basically, this seems like a place that's, you know, that's being made basically for males. I mean, of course, a few females may go in there, but it seems to be more for males. So, you know, I don't really see what's the point, unless you're trying to sell sex. So you're trying to sell sex, or you're trying to sell coffee. how are these things to go? I don't know. That's my opinion.
Ren, I'm assuming you have a different opinion.
Well, I do. I kind of look at it like anything else. I mean, I've lived down south for quite some time, and, you know, we have the cafe risques or whatever in Florida and North Carolina and whatever, which are, you know, they're basically the, you know, diners. They're the top of diners. And you have Hooters and whatever. And, you know, I mean, granted, those girls have tops on, but they're not wearing much. And the whole deal is, okay, sure, yes, you're selling sex with your chicken wings or your coffee or your, you know, your burger or whatever, but it's a gimmick. It's a way to get people in the door. And if you think about it, a lot of people these days do not want to go to actual, you know, like strip clubs or whatever because, you know, the booze prices are so ridiculous or they don't drink or what have you. So, I mean, I guess maybe a topless coffee shop is the non-alcoholic answer to a nudie bar. I mean, I think it's kind of silly, but you know what? If it makes money and the women are there knowing that they're going to be serving topless coffee and probably making better tips than they would at Starbucks, you know, that's their decision to do that.
Now, one of the things that it's brought up, that one of the questions in Waterville, Maine, according to the Waterville Morning Sentinel, is where to how to regulate this. So apparently they're trying to decide that the city manager has come out kind of in between, saying that he doesn't want it downtown because it will affect downtown, but he doesn't feel that they can do an outright ban. And apparently his suggestion is to put it in the same shopping center with the supermarket.
Well, that's a brilliant idea. I mean, I think if I'm going to have a topless coffee shop in my town, I want it someplace that's, you know, more of an industrial area than in a residential area. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed how many small children happen to go into grocery stores. And that's kind of my own thing is, you know, adult businesses are for adults. They're not, they shouldn't be thrown in the faces of kids. Our zoning laws up here, pretty much, if you have kind of an adult business, it has to be in more of an industrial area or like a club area, you know, like where nightclubs and stuff like that are anyway, where, you know, your population is generally going to be adults and not kids or, you know, what have you.
Now, in Manchester, Maine, the ordinance that they're looking at is to prohibit topless establishments from within 1,000 feet of a school, a residence, a daycare facility, a public park, a religious building, or oddly another sexually oriented business. So apparently you can't have more than one.
I think that's pretty standard. I mean, we can have more than one in the same area, but I think that's pretty standard that they cannot be within, you know, a certain amount of yards, feet, whatever, of you know, like a school or what have you. That's the way it is here.
Right.
It makes sense to me, and I mean, like, with especially, like, I think about it this way. Our big one, of course, is for nudie bars. With me, it's not even so much the fact that there's, you know, naked women dancing inside. Who gives a crap about that? But this is a bar. You know, people go there to drink, and granted, most of the time, it's, you know, in the evening time. But it's pretty, you know, I just, you know, there's things that you keep away. You know, you don't need to have your nudie bars right next to your school.
Definitely not.
I actually would advocate on that too. That there's really, I don't have a problem with ordinances that keep it away from schools, keep it away from daycare.
Plus, it's a college. You got to have them near the colleges, though. That, I mean, that's different. I'm talking about, you know, if it's a college, I feel differently about it.
No, Zach, you're getting ready to go to college.
Actually, I just filled up my Pell Grant. So yeah, what's up?
Zach, you're what, 14 now?
Well, not going to college.
Zach, you may be the right person to answer the question. Being in, you know, junior high school or high school, you're in high school next year, right?
Oh, you can see now. You are just getting to know how old I am. What is the question?
No. In all fairness to Zach, I don't know Zach's age, but I'm certain that Zach must be old enough to drink at the coffee store.
Yes,
like,
right.
That could go into the coffee store.
Oh, my gosh.
What would you say, Zach, if you went to this Manchester, Maine town council meeting?
You said, what would I think if I went into one?
If you went to the town council meeting tonight.
Oh.
What would your proposed position on the matter be?
So let me think. I don't think I would be so much for it. I really don't, because, you know, to me, if you say yes to that, to a coffee shop, it next will be a video store, and next will be, I don't know, the library or something. I mean, you know, sex is just oozing its way in every avenue, it seems like, and now it's a coffee shop. I mean, I can understand some things, but I don't know. I don't think I would be for it. I just don't agree with that. I mean, I know, you know, kind of like what Ren said earlier, that, you know, it's their choice or whatever, and, you know, they don't really care. They're just looking for a paycheck and maybe a little fun, but still, I don't know. It seems like you have to have some kind of morals or some kind of standards or something, and I just don't see a point. I don't see a point to it. You know, I mean, it burnt down for a reason. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I don't think I would be for it. I mean, true, a lot of people may not want to go to the strip bars or to the clubs or whatever, but those places are designed for that type of, you know, thing. Not like a coffee shop. That's just my opinion. I don't think I would be for it.
Ren, what are your thoughts?
I could care one way. I could care less as long as it's zoned appropriately. You know, I mean, obviously, if the business is making money, that means that at least some people want it there. But, you know, I mean, yeah, there has to be some reasonable zoning going on.
Holy cow, you guys! I've got an update, a little bit off topic, but I have to share my good fortune. This just came in on the email, and I have won. $5 billion.
Is it another Liberian thing?
Sierra Leone.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
When Stella Faye's husband, Mohammed, I can't believe my fortune. When Stella Faye's husband, Mohammed, plane crashed, he deposited $10 billion in her account, but apparently she wants to put it in a safe place.
Mm-hmm. And if you're willing to help her out, right?
And if she prayed and somehow my name came up.
You get more of those than anybody I know.
Well, she wants me to go with her to. Well, she's got the countries messed up now. We've gone to another country, but she invites me to join her at her Baptist church or her mosque.
Okay.
Zach, that means we can upgrade XXBN now.
Crazy.
Now, back to the topic. So, I guess my question then, my question, and one of the advantages, of course, of talk radio is that we get to get different viewpoints here on XXBN. I think we lost Zach.
Not here.
Oh, there he is.
Zach, are you here?
Yeah. I'm sorry, was there a question for me? I missed it.
Now, Zach, if this was not a coffee shop, if this was, say, you know, the standard strip joint.
Then, yeah, I mean, that would be fine, you know, just, you know, make sure it's not, like, you know, in the city or whatever, you know, around schools or whatever. you know, just make sure, you know, they put it where it's supposed to go in the industrial. But, yeah, I mean, to me, that would be fine. I mean, I just, you know, I don't know.
Zach's objection is to the coffee thing. If there was booze and poles involved, he's cool. I'm just giving you a bad time. I am. I'm just giving you a bad time about that.
No, it's fine. I mean, well, Ashley, I mean, well, if it was just like a regular strip joint, I mean, then to me, I mean, that's what they're designed for. But a coffee shop, I don't know. I mean,
it does seem like a weird mixture of things to me. Because when I think of a coffee shop, I think of people going in, you know, on their laptops, drinking their Java. You know, it seems weird to have, you know, topless women being baristas.
I don't know, truthfully.
I mean, you think about, people talk about whatever. I don't think I'd be operating one of those big cappuccino machines with no shirt on.
Exactly, and then plus it's just exploring you. I mean,
yeah,
I know, a lot of people don't care about that, but still.
I do. I mean, you know, getting burned is horrible, having been there. And it's just, it's one of those things that I talk about, highly dangerous, you know, wandering on heels with no shirts on in like a coffee shop.
Right.
Well, you know, and Ren is someone who can speak to that. Ren lit herself on fire. I still don't really understand why.
I've been set on fire. It completely blows. So, yeah, I would have a lot of sympathy for anyone who has to work with, like, you know, steaming hot coffee with no shirt on, especially because
right.
You know, somebody spills it and you slip on it. I think, see, that's the thing. I would almost more than anything be concerned with workplace safety in that, with, you know, a topless coffee shop. I mean,
right.
I've seen those I don't drink coffee myself, but pretty much every living human being that I know does. So I have been into coffee shops in my day, and those cappuccino machines and stuff like that looks like scary business, period. You know, people burn in their hands and whatever all the time. So I would not want to burn my chest with hot coffee.
Exactly. And then with that being said, I mean, really, there's no point to it. It's only for... for wows or whatever. I mean, there's no point to having your shirt off while you're making coffee. So, it's obviously and you know, it's just for the sets, it's just for the money. That's all it's for. Because there's really no point to it. I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, it'd be different if like it was a strip club. You know, of course you got to take your clothes off at a strip club,
It is something that I could see, like, you know, having, like, the topless coffee shop in Vegas or whatever, but Maine seems like a really weird place for that. I mean, I don't think of Maine as being, like, the kind of town that has a whole bunch of, you know, sex-related businesses. I mean, I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to Maine, so, you know, I can't say anything about Maine. It's just that Maine is cold, so people probably do drink a whole lot of coffee. But when I think of, you know, topless coffee bar, I think, you know, okay, Vegas or Miami or someplace like that. I wouldn't think of Maine, especially a little town in Maine, right? It's not like, you know, it's not like Portland or whatever. It's some little town.
Apparently, I just looked this up, and it's population 971.
Oh, well, see, and then in a way, I can see why with a town that small, why that would cause such a fuss.
Yeah.
You know, it really would. They probably don't have a lot of other, you know, adult-oriented businesses that are at least, you know, kind of out there. I mean, you mentioned that there was a massage parlor or whatever, but it doesn't sound like this is a town that has strip clubs or a ton of adult bookstores or anything. I mean, we're not talking Chicago here, you know.
Right.
Well, a town of 970 people, I'm not sure that you could zone it away from a school. I mean, there's probably a one-room schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, there was kind of a big, I mean, it wasn't a big stink, but there was, you know, some talk about when in Florida they put in all the cafe risque things, but most of those are not, like, they're not in towns. They're, you know, off the highway, up the road, like, you know, up the road from Jacksonville or whatever. So if you want to go to one, you could go to one, but it's not, like, right down the street. So, I mean, and those are more for people, I mean, you get the impression that it's mostly, you know, guys doing road trips or truckers or whatever who go to those places because they're not, like, in the main town. I mean, maybe if they put it up the road from the main town, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I don't know.
If you want to join us, you can call in 646-200-3136, 646-200-3136. This is Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. I am not sure if we're going to keep Zach. Zach, you know, I'm old. Like, I can't read text messages and host at the same time.
Oh, how bad. But Ashley, I do have other engagements. I did want to host a little tonight and just give my opinion about the topless bars and talk to Ren. It was very nice meeting you, Ren.
Likewise.
Thank you. And Jill, go ahead.
And Zach, what is your favorite online radio show?
My favorite online radio show is Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh.
Which has the greatest title ever.
I love
the title of that show. I see it's very, you know, straightforward, kind of down home but cool. You know, it's not super pretentious or anything. I think it's funny. I like it.
Well, do you ever listen to it?
Yeah, I listen to it fairly often. Yes, if I'm around, because I generally work nights, but if I'm at home, I do turn it on.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Well, Ren, the problem is apparently Zach had a guest. Zach, maybe you should tell the story. I only caught part of this.
Yeah, well, basically, I had a guest who was foreign, I think from India or whatever, and we was talking about, you know, the recession and everything, and he's definitely, you know, he doesn't agree with what Obama's doing, but, you know, he was back and forth just giving his opinion. But at the end, you know, I had asked him, you know, what is his favorite online radio show, and he said... So I don't know what he said, but he said something like G109. I don't know what he said, but he didn't say my show. So I was like, are you serious? So yeah, we had to get rid of him.
That's funny.
It was funny. So that's kind of why Jill asked it. She was trying to be funny.
Poor Zach set the promo up perfect. It just kind of backfired, but it was keeping it real hot and fresh.
That's true. Making it very real. That's very true.
It really was. But I'm going to keep it real.
Zach, do you want your guests to lie or tell the truth?
I want them to tell the truth. We don't want them to lie. Just be honest. Be brutally honest with us, because we're going to be brutally honest back. Trust me.
But, Zach, you kind of censored the poor man, didn't you? I mean, you hung up on him when he told you his favorite radio show was, you know, ESPN or whatever.
That's right. You know, see, that was being real, you know.
Well, I was going to say, he got to voice his opinion. I mean, he didn't edit it out of the show. He just, you know, said, okay, you're done now. That works.
Right.
He controls he who controls the controls of the radio station gets to be the more brutal of the honest people.
There you
they
go.
They possess the hang-up button.
Exactly.
Well, you know, given Blog Talk Radio is kind of fragile... Switchboard. I'm not sure you have much control.
Well, see, that's why I could never host a show, because you know me, I'd get ticked off and there'd be a sledgehammer and it would be over. So, it's best that I'm just a guest.
now, Zach, before we cut you loose, what is the obligation you have to abandon your audience for?
Well, obligation for them to get abandoned is, you know, saying.
I mean, it's Sesame Street have the season premiere tonight or something.
Well, that possibly, but other obligations, you know, if they say the wrong radio show, obviously, or if they, you know, want to curse or want to fuss or, you know, you try to shut them up and they don't really shut up. Yeah, sometimes you just got to cut people off. So there's a few things that will get them cut off from the show.
What's going to cut you off from the show tonight?
What's cutting you off tonight? Where are you headed?
Actually, I am headed to I'm headed to Charlotte. Actually, I have some business in Charlotte, North Carolina, so I have to get on the road, because if I don't, I'm gonna be really tur.
Watch out for your weather there, dude. I mean, I'm on the you know, I'm just up the road from you guys in Virginia, and it's been crazy around here.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like thunderstorm central around here, so be careful driving.
Thank you very much. I will definitely do that.
All right.
What county is Charlotte in?
I think it's in Mecklenburg.
Well, Zach, I'll let you know then that there's a severe thunderstorm watch that's in effect until 10 p.m. for Mecklenburg County.
Great, and I'll be riding right into it. Thank you for that.
Now, Zach, we'll see you again next Thursday for Upping
sure
with Zach and Jill.
That's right.
And we'll see you... Monday night, I guess, for Keeping It Fresh, Hot, and Real, or whatever the show is.
Real, hot, and fresh.
There you go. Be sure to tune in 9 o'clock Monday for a hot topic. Here you go.
All right.
Thank y'all.
Have a safe trip.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
You know, maybe Zach could get that mall store hot topic to sponsor him.
Maybe he could. I don't know. All I know is that boy cracks me up. He just makes me laugh. I like him.
I like Zach too. Zach makes me laugh. He's very, very authentic.
Yes, that's a good word for it. Yes, very much so.
I'm always amused by his perspective. It wasn't so much the topless as it was the coffee shop.
It was the coffee shop. Yeah, I mean, and I know people do it that way. That it's like if you're gonna have an adult business, have it be a full out adult business. Don't try to do, you know, something silly with it. You know, just to say we're an adult business. And you know me, I'm pretty liberal. I'm like, if you want to serve coffee naked, go ahead. Just, you know, put it in the right zone. But I think it's silly personally. I don't think even I, in all my, you know, demented pervosity, would have come up with the idea of a topless coffee shop. Who knows, though? You never know.
So joining me is Renegade Evolution. She of Blog Infamy. Ren, what's happening in the blogosphere?
What has been going on recently? Well, I did two conferences, or I did a speaking date in Minnesota a couple months back that was really good, and then I went to SEC 2.0 this year, which was up here in D.C., and that was an interesting experience for me. I mean, the first one I went to in Atlanta, I had a blast. This one was a little different. It was still good, but it was different. But right now, let's see, Blogland, the two big things that have been going on between the two usual camps. There is the Sheila Jeffries is not my sister, Sheila Jeffries is my sister thing. Have you seen that at all?
You know, I must have missed that. I've got an aversion to thinking of Sheila Jeffries as a sister.
Right. And we'll see, basically what happened is, you know, she's down in Australia and is kind of, you know, she's the Australian version of Melissa Farley, basically. I mean, they're very, very similar. And she, a couple of sex worker organizations had a big conference down there. And a blogger who I really like, Hexie, who is an Australian sex worker, was there and was reporting on the event, and she'd taken some pictures. Well, one of the things that they made up to give out, you know, to the sex workers in attendance was a bag that said, Sheila ain't my sister. And apparently these things went like hotcakes. Like the sex workers that were there could not get their hands on them fast enough. And they weren't for profit or anything. They were, you know, they were made and given away. So she, you know, put a thing up about the event in Australia and how, you know, good it was and how it was cool to have all the sex workers there and mentioned these bags. Well, the radical feminists got hold of it, and it was just so horrible that these sex workers would say that Sheila was not their sister because, you know, Sheila is, you know, a sister in good standing with the radical feminists and, you know, does owe so much for sex workers and blah, 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 blah. So that was a big, you know, typical thing where you have a bunch of sex workers saying, no, Sheila does not speak for me. And a bunch of people who, you know, admittedly some of whom are former, you know, sex industry people or whatever, but a lot of the radical feminists saying, you know, how dare you, you know, question the wisdom of Saint Sheila kind of thing. So that's one of the big things that's going on in blog world right now. But it's the same old dance, you know, it's the sex workers saying, no, this person doesn't speak for me. And other people saying, yeah, well, this person is, you know, akin to a Greek goddess. So, you know, how dare you insult her? That's one. And then the latest ongoing stuff, I think, would have to be, and this is funny because I know you're familiar somewhat with the blogger, and that's Nine Deuce. And I have a real love-hate relationship with Nine Deuce. She's a radical feminist, and I think she's funny as hell. I guess she'd be the good version of me, depending on how you look at it. I mean, our writing styles are very similar. We're both very, very sarcastic. She writes intelligently and humor and all that other kind of stuff, but she's definitely a radical feminist and has been on the warpath for the past couple months in general against BDSM and porn. So that has caused a lot of talk and controversy and discussion and whatnot. But so those are the kind of the things that are happening in blog world that I'm aware of. I mean, I kind of got fed up with the whole thing and didn't blog about anything but video games for like a month. So that's what I know.
You know, I've seen that you've blogged quite a bit about video games. I not being a, I don't even own a video game machine.
Right.
At some point, if I ever get a job again that pays,
right.
You know, the only video game that I've had was some World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah,
video
the
game.
SmackDown one or something like that. I think I have that somewhere. Well, no, I mean, I always laugh that I am a geek first. I love video games. I played D&D and all that other stuff. So, you know, when I have had it with, you know, all the politics and all the other stuff, and I've been, you know, undergoing some medical stuff that just, you know, I'm tired and I'm wiped out, so I sit around and I play video games. So, you know, that's what I've been blogging about because I kind of like I needed a break from the daily grind, as it were, of you know, hate defending my right to exist kind of stuff. But I've kind of gotten back on the horse again with the...
Well, you know the pro wrestling game. The only wrestler I ever had any fun with was George the Animal of Steel.
Right, because he used to chew off the ring buckle things, right? Wasn't that what George the Animal of Steel was famous for? He used to eat the ring buckle.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that though. See, I have my wrestling stuff down here, but no. Yeah. See, that's how I mellow out. That's how I unwind. I watch movies and I play video games. That's my escape away from all the other constant BS that goes on in blog world and in life in general. So,
well, you know, I actually was briefly on the same program recently with radical feminist Donna Hughes,
she's a big one.
Yeah, it was somewhat of a challenge. To put it mildly, it was a bit harder to get on that show than it was to get onto XXBN, and
right.
I don't know that Donna was real happy.
Well, yeah, I got that impression with the first trip to Minnesota with Robert Jensen. He was not real thrilled that I was there. You know, it's kind of, I get the impression that a lot of the folks from the anti side, they like to go and have their say, but they don't want anyone to dispute it.
Well, I think they're all for free speech as long as you agree with them.
Well, yeah, and they say the same thing about us, except that I really have yet to see a whole lot of censoring going on from this side of the fence. And, I mean, people have the mistaken impression, too, that we all agree on everything, that, you know, that I think maybe a lot of times people think, you know, because I'm pretty loud and out there and whatever, that everybody who's in the you know, sex workers' rights side or whatever is as gung-ho liberal whatever as I am, and that is certainly not the case. And yeah, I kind of feel bad when I see folks, you know, like you and others getting lumped in with me, because I mean our stances are more alike than, you know, in common with the anti side, but by no means do we agree 100% on everything. But whereas we're willing to, like, okay, we agree to disagree on this, or, you know, discuss it rationally, you know, that we can do that and still, you know, maintain the front that, well, we are absolutely bottom line for the rights of the people working in these businesses. But yeah, it's, and, you know, and they say, well, if you don't agree with it, but I don't ever see, I mean, sure, things can get vicious or whatever, but there's not the censoring going on or the outright dismissal of people's opinions as complete crap that you see coming from the anti-industry or anti-whatever side. You don't see that as much over on this side of the fence. So I think that they, I mean, it's if you don't follow a certain mentality very closely to the letter, you're no longer in the sisterhood. Get out.
Well, you know, I think tonight was a good example because there was difference of opinion between you and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just that. There wasn't acrimony. There wasn't, you know, either one was right or wrong.
Right. We just, you know, happened to feel differently about it. And it's weird. I mean, the whole idea of this town, it's, you know, like a 900-person town. That seems a little strange to me, just in general. I mean, it does. I mean, I could see that, you know, if somebody opened a, you know, a topless coffee bar in Vegas, no one would blink an eye at all because of the type of town that it is. But some little town in Maine, you know, and whatnot. And I absolutely believe in zoning things properly.
You know, I've got this new cell phone that I don't know how to shut off. I don't know how to shut this noise off.
Oh, well, you'll have to go into your menu options and see if you can change. If it's driving.
And every time I get a text message, it sends me another one. Zach let us know that he's feeling okay.
That's good.
That he's ready to go to Charlotte
and brave the weather.
And brave the weather, yep. Yep. But 646-200-3136, this is Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. Although Zach has departed for the big city for us tonight. So it is Up the Hill with Ren and Jill tonight. The topic that we're discussing is the attempts to pass ordinances in Central Maine to ban adult businesses. The controversy that has kind of blown up as a result of the topless coffee shop, which turns into more of a tongue twister than I realized. Topless coffee shop, which burnt to the ground.
Now, do they know, was it like an electrical fire, or was it arson, or what? I mean, how did this place burn to the ground? I missed that part, if it was mentioned.
Was it an accident, or
we don't know?
Apparently it was an accident.
Okay, see, that's a little suspicious to me, frankly. And I'm not big, you know me, I'm not really big on conspiracy theories. I'm not one of those people. But, the one adult business in town burns to the ground. Not just like a fire, you know.
This is the Grand View Topless Coffee Shop, and certainly if we have listeners from Maine, if you have computers or the internet in Maine, Ren,
yeah,
do they have
electricity
in Maine?
Let us know what's going on. They do. They have everything that the rest of the world has in Maine. I mean, I've not been to Maine, but I know people who live in Maine, and Maine is apparently like absolutely gorgeous. It's just cold. And, you know, very New England-y, I guess.
Well, here's the update from June 10th. A Topps coffee shop in Vassalboro. It's shopless after fire, but waitresses are serving coffee again. The Grand View coffee shop returned to business this week in a tent. The waitresses are no longer topless. They are... They're wearing sweatshirts now.
Well, because it were outside, I guess. Yeah, that would make sense. I don't know. It just seems a little weird. Lots of times with adult businesses, this, that, or the other, there's the town council meetings about whether we can do this or whether we can't, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, No Porn Northampton? I mean, they same thing, all these council meetings about whether or not they could open an adult bookstore.
Ironically, apparently the town of Vassalboro, population 972, has dropped the effort to regulate topless businesses. I may see the reason why they're in sweatshirts. It's 52 degrees and cloudy.
Right, that could be it.
Right now in Vassalboro, I don't know if I'd want to be in a tent topless in 52 degrees.
No, I don't think so. Not even with space heaters.
Maybe they banned summer there.
Who knows? It's just such a strange little story for such a strange little, for like such a little town, I guess.
You know, I never knew that going back to the radical feminist blogger. I never knew I was pronouncing that wrong. I always thought her name was Nina.
No, it's Nine Deuce, and she's, I begrudgingly admit that I read her blog a lot because, I mean, she makes me laugh. I mean, I disagree with her a lot, but I think she's a really, she writes like I do, with less spelling errors, but she's ranty, she's sort of like I am, and she doesn't come across as one of these, you know, oh, peaceful, shrieking, violet types. I mean, she's pretty in your face, which I can respect that. I mean, I don't agree with her all about a lot of stuff, but I mean, at least, you know, she says it like she means it instead of this poor, you know, like, oh, woe is me kind of stuff. But yeah, she's caused quite a storm, as it were, in blog world with some of her opinions.
Once again, I'm getting killed by not knowing how to shut this ringer off.
You need to just put your phone in a desk drawer or something.
You know, well, it's a new phone. I didn't really even know that I was going to do this.
Right.
I don't usually even ever get phone calls. I try to... Have you ever known anybody that was able to get through to me?
Yeah, I think I've got you on the phone once, and that was in Chicago, I think. So, I mean, we've talked a couple times on the phone, but we plan. It's like, you know, I'm going to call you at 9, and that way we know. It's not like the surprise phone call.
Well, you know, speaking of controversial blog characters, I'm actually on the verge of scheduling Der Gregor.
Oh, yeah? Is he still around? I thought that, you know, he'd been told by his feminist overlords that he wasn't allowed to participate in the reindeer games anymore.
Well, yeah, I believe he was. We're looking at scheduling a show on the psycho fanatics that feel that killing doctors that provide abortions is the way to rapture up to heaven or whatever their thought process is.
Yeah, you know what? That is one thing that I got to say all over the place that everybody seems to agree on, that this guy is just, you know, fanatic nut job, and I mean, how horrible. There's something we could agree on. Yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that frustrates me about that particular case is the fact that the clinic has shut down.
Right. I mean, they've you know, as much as I hate to use the line, they've bowed to the terrorist threats, you know. It's like, where's Jack Bauer when we need him, right?
Where? Exactly. I mean, where is Jack Bauer when you need him? Which, speaking of that, Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica apparently has been signed to be on 24 next year.
Right, right. They're changing it up a lot. See, I'm kind of behind, so I don't know what's really going on, so I have to catch up. But it's just, no, it's the whole thing is, I mean, they closed, which is unfortunate. But the thing is, you know, if I'm a doctor and this has just happened to one of my colleagues, I'm probably not going to be in a real hurry to go to work the next day because, you know, you could be next. I mean, this dude was murdered in his church service in front of, you know, his friends and family and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, how traumatic has that got to be to, you know, not just, you know, people, his loved ones and everything, but everybody that he works with?
It's jaw-dropping to me that you know, people feel that they're on their way to heaven by killing other people. You know,
it's right-wing ideological fanaticism, and you know, most people who are very, very conservative with this, that, or the other, they're not like that. They're really not. I mean, it's but there are, you know, the nutcases out there that do this kind of stuff, and I don't care why you're doing it, you know, or you're doing it for God or Allah or whoever, you know, you're doing these horrible things that, you know, I just, you know, hey, if that's the way it works, you know, go ahead, heaven can just whatever, you know, I'm not into that, and I think it's horrible.
Well, you know, I'd like to believe that is not the pathway to heaven, that you know, and people can call me whatever. They can call me leftist, a socialist, a liberal, whatever, but I don't want to be murdered anymore by someone who's killing me in the name of God as someone who's killing me in the name of Allah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but, in general. Yeah, I mean, it was weird because when I heard about it, I was like, that's horrible, but you know what? I wasn't really shocked. It's sad that we're at a point in the world when stuff like this happens that it isn't shocking. I mean,
and
it's horrible and all like that, but it's like, you know, it didn't stun me because, you know, people are just so screwy.
The one thing in recent, very recent, you know, killings that has surprised me was the man who shot the Holocaust Museum up.
Yeah, exactly.
What shocked me about it wasn't so much that there was a right-wing nut job that did this. It was that he's 88 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of, I mean, when people are that age, you have to wonder if there's some sort of weird medical condition going on or things like that. I mean, I kind of, you know, when somebody's 88, I wonder about that a little bit more than if somebody's, you know, 40. Which, you know, that's kind of an ageist, ableist view of me, but I think that we understand that sometimes people who are older are not always as you know, coherent in the thought process as people who are younger. But yeah, I mean, just weird, crazy stuff.
Well, you know, ironically, the TSA had put a warning out that they felt there'd be an uptick in this, you know, right-wing violence.
Yeah, and it's weird because, you know, it's always been around. I mean, we've had, you know, all kinds of crazy things, you know, Oklahoma City and all that other kind of stuff. And people don't ever focus on, you know, like the domestic nut jobs. All of these seems to be on the foreign people who want to blow us up. I don't know. It's, you know, I'm sure that the government agencies on that are doing their best, but you have to wonder how, you know, thinly stretched they are or what it is they're supposed to take seriously, you know?
Well, you know, I guess the most amazing part of all of it to me was that TSA was actually ahead of the ball game on this.
Well, you know, I think they've really stepped up their game in the last however many years. They've had to. And, I mean, it's like, you know, you can't expect, you know, the FBI or whatever to be able to do it all. But it's just, I guess, you know, people don't necessarily think that, you know, somebody who from many ways seems to be, you know, maybe they are, you know, very zealous in their beliefs, but you don't expect the guy that lives next door to pick up a gun and walk into a clinic or a museum and just go nuts.
Well, you know, I was reading the article and, you know, and kind of, you know, I guess I'm as guilty as everyone, you know, kind of to, you know, someone shooting up the Holocaust Museum, and it took me 2 days to even read the article because we've become so cultured to not be shocked by violence anymore.
Exactly. Or it's kind of one of those things, like I on Tillman situation, you know, I was, Jinmar let me know that it had happened. I had been at the doctor's getting work done on my neck or whatever. It's kind of like, I don't always turn on the news because, you know, it's you watch the news and you're like, it's so depressing. It's kind of like you hear about all of this stuff and you're right, it doesn't shock you anymore because that's just the way, you know, the world sort of seems to be right now. But yeah, sometimes it's like, you know, I'm not in the mood to hear all of this stuff. So I'm not always top on my game on, you know, the whatever news stories are going on about, you know, what horrible things are happening in the world, because it just gets to a point where it's kind of like, you know, I need to turn this off. I need to go watch SpongeBob or something because this is making me crazy.
Well, you know, I kind of have the same sentiment. I've kind of found comfort lately in watching George the Animal steal.
Right, right. And I've been, you know, music, like I went to a concert on Thursday, and that was just awesome. It's something I hadn't done in a long time. And, you know, it was kind of refreshing and invigorating not to be the same old, you know, this is all bad news or this is a fight with whomever about everything. I mean, it's escapist behavior, but you know what? I think sometimes that's necessary.
I think sometimes it's necessary. You know, I think I hurt my brain being on the same radio show with you know, spending 40 minutes listening to Donna Hughes.
Well, you're going to have to let me know where I can hear that because I would like to listen to it.
It was on 92 Pro in Providence. I was kind of a late arrival. The only reason why I got in is because, of course, you know, Donna had put me in one of her books at one point when her and I had a more similar viewpoint, you know, perhaps before I drifted towards sex worker rights and she drifted into whatever she's drifted into, you know, into the very right-wing feminism, I guess.
I'll look for it because I'd like to hear that.
We've got 90 seconds left. Zach, if you're driving, you wouldn't hear it, but if Zach is driving, the various severe thunderstorm warnings and watches have been canceled.
Okay, well, that's good.
I'm not sure if Zach is old enough to drive.
But he's old enough to get coffee.
He's old enough to get coffee.
Yes.
Any final thoughts, Ren? We have about 60 seconds.
Just, I don't suggest trying to open up a topless coffee shop in your hometown unless it happens to be Vegas. There we go. That's my thought on the matter there. Or if you're going to open one, make sure it's zoned properly.
are you going to schedule a trip to Manchester, Maine? Or, no, I'm sorry, Dasselboro, Maine?
Probably not. I mean, that's a little out of my travel radius right now, so... I don't know. If I happen to be up in Maine, maybe I'll go there. I don't know.
It may be an experience. On behalf of my colleague, Zach, who had to leave for important things, and my guest, Renegade Evolution, his road trip, yes. I'm Joe Burnham, and this is XXBN Raleigh, North Carolina. Stay tuned. Next scheduled show is, what's the name of Zach's show?
Real Hot and Fresh, right?
Real Hot and Fresh.
Keeping it real hot and fresh, I believe, is next.
Real Hot and Fresh. All right. We are no longer live, but we're still recording. Well, it's been a pleasure, Ren.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.boundnotgagged.com.